Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The reason that we waited on Friday is because there is a myth floating in some of the darker corners of the internet that suggests that upon taking office, the president went out of his way to snub the British people by prematurely returning the bust of Winston Churchill that had occupied a prominent place in the Oval Office under the previous president. That's not true. As the White House curator has previously explained, and I believe we explained at the end of the day on Friday, the bust was loaned to President Bush by the British government. As is customary, at the conclusion of President Bush's term, and before President Obama entered the Oval Office, the bust was returned to the British embassy. What hasn't changed are two things. One, the president's the priority and value that the president places on our special relationship with the United Kingdom. And two, the location of the prominently placed Winston Churchill bust in the White House residence. And I think you may have seen a picture that we put on the White House website on Friday of President Obama showing off the Churchill bust in the White House residence to Prime Minister Cameron when he visited the U.S. back in the day.
That's White House Deputy Press Secretary Josh Earnest trying to put to rest the ridiculous rumor that in a direct attempt to snub the British people, President Obama had a bust of Winston Churchill removed from the Oval Office when he became president. The bust in question was actually on loan to President Bush and was returned to the British Embassy at the conclusion of Bush's term in office, before Obama even moved into the White House. The presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. In the next hour, we're going to touch on as many items of interest that are hot in the world of talk radio. Let's get to host Debbie Monterey and Doug McKelvin talking to analyst Paul Brandis about the state of the campaigns now that there are less than 100 days to go till the election.
I am just loving the Olympics, and I wonder how much people's minds are going to be off of politics, at least for a little bit, while we all revel in patriotism and sports, because there's 99 days to go and counting every day, aren't we?
It's just amazing how quickly this seems like this race has been going on forever, and now we're under 100 days, as you say, just amazing. And when you look at the numbers here, it looks like this is going to be, and we've said this from the get-go, it's going to be a tight, razor-tight finish all the way to November. Barack Obama, according to all of the recent polls, if you average them together, Obama has a 1.6% lead over Romney. So when you factor in all the statistical errors on either side, I mean, that's basically a tie. So we're going to go right down to the wire here.
You have a partner in the form of the University of Virginia Center for Politics, and according to the research that you come up with, 7 states, 85 electoral votes deciding the election, and right now, Missouri is plus 6 for Romney.
Plus 6 for Romney, that is one of the, they consider that one of the swing states, but that is actually a pretty big gap for the Republican nominee, so it looks like your state is going to go to the Republican camp. However, the UVA folks, again, this is they've stuck to this forecast, I think, since October or November. They have not seen a lot of movement on either side, despite everything that's happened over the last 8, 9, 10 months or so. They continue to say that if the election were held today, in terms of states that are likely or leaning either way, Obama has 247 electoral votes, Romney 206. So keep in mind, it takes 270 to win. So they say that Obama is just 23 votes short. So we have 7 swing states. He only needs a couple of those to win. However, the biggest of those, Florida and its 29 electoral votes, are probably starting to inch toward the Romney camp. So that would even it up pretty much. So again, just a tight all the way to November, I think.
The Republicans had a field day with the presidents. You didn't build that comment. Yeah. And I believe that the Democrats, at least some of the president's handlers, were hoping that Mitt Romney, talking about reports of the Olympic security in London, would follow him. At least Robert Gibbs over the weekend was on a bunch of news shows saying Romney embarrassed himself. Do you think that one's going to have as much resonance, though?
I don't think so. I think that if you look at what Obama said, first of all, I think his comments were slightly taken out of context, but that doesn't matter because politics is politics. I read a poll on Friday or Saturday that said that a lot of small business owners are furious and insulted with what Obama said. Now, the White House has tried to answer back by saying, look, this is the president who has actually cut small business taxes 18 times. I'm not sure if people actually remember that or connect the dots. They do remember the soundbite, however. So I think that's very damaging for the president. And at this point, with just 3 months to go, the last thing you want to do is give your opponent any kind of ammo to fire your way. And as you say, whether it's Olympics or Romney or this comment by Obama, boy, they just seem to be both putting their foot in their mouth, don't they?
Up next, we hear about Romney's comments on the Olympics and his trip to Israel here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back. to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home. Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's 800-593-6405.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown, Talk in Review. I'm Doug Steffen, the presidential race, focusing now on conversation host Mitch Henk. Talking about Mitt Romney making few friends in London with the comments about them not being ready for the Olympics.
When one of the candidates gets just ripped, a new one, by the British press, do we care about that? Is it going to have any impact at all on the American election? And let's hear what Romney actually said.
You know, it's hard to know just how well it will turn out. There are a few things that were disconcerting. The people of the country, do they come together and celebrate the Olympic moment? And that's something which we only find out once the games actually begin.
So that is what caused the furor. Now, in hindsight, I'm sure the Romney people are thinking, well, he should have just said, well, I'm just thrilled to be here. It's going to be a great Olympics. My heart goes out to the organizers having been there. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful Olympiad, which is what, in hindsight, to be politically correct, he should have said. But he'd come out of that meeting with the Olympic Committee. There was the news about the security detail not being there. They had to bring out the military. So there is the... there's the comment. They thought it was a complete snub, and we had Prime Minister David Cameron commenting on Romney's Olympic gaffe. Quote, this is a time of some economic difficulty for the nation. Everyone knows that, but look at what we're capable of achieving, even a difficult economic time. Look at this extraordinary Olympic park, built from nothing in 7 years, Mr. Cameron said. So does anybody care is the question back here. Will it affect the campaign? And then on top of that, we got the Newsweek cover out with the wimp factor of Mitt Romney. On the Romney gaffe in London, and it goes along with the Newsweek cover that says the wimp factor. There was a wimp factor cover about George Bush Sr. in 1987. They used to say he was a twit and a wimp, and comparing him to Cowboy the Gipper Ronald Reagan. They thought he's this Ivy League guy, went to Yale. is he going to cut it? And then he ran against Michael Dukakis, which really helped him in that macho comparison, having been the World War II pilot who was rescued out of the Pacific by a sub after being shot down by the Japanese. But now they're doing the Romney wimp factor, I guess, compared to the president, who presumably, according to Newsweek, is more macho than Mitt. And now we have this. Now, here's what the mayor of London said during the opening ceremonies, during the Olympic torch lighting ceremony on Thursday. Quote, there are some people coming from around the world who don't yet know about all the preparations we've done to get London ready in the last 7 years. There's a guy called Mitt Romney who wants to know whether we're ready. Are we ready? Are we ready? Yes, we are, said the London mayor, Boris Johnson. And this is the kind of press that's been going on. Here's your trip abroad. And that's what you're getting. You're getting ripped, and you're getting ripped over here, obviously, by the Obama campaign. I don't know that people really, in this country anymore, if they even read the story or find out what's going on, they just hear it. The headlines on the 24-hour news cycle, they see it on the headlines on cable, or they hear about it briefly being talked about at the bar, and they might tune into the Sunday morning shows and get the spin. But I'm not sure that anybody cares that much about the about what happens in the British press in an American election.
Here are hosts Rob Johnson and Dave Merlino, who focus on Mitt Romney's comments in Israel about respecting their right to attack Iran, Israel's right to attack.
He also very clearly said that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, which ticked off a whole bunch of Palestinians and a whole bunch of Arab states, because they want to, particularly Palestinians, want to claim at least half of Jerusalem as their capital. Well, Romney, in no uncertain terms, very clearly said it would be foolish not to take Iran's leaders at their word when they threaten Israel.
When Iran's leaders deny the Holocaust or speak of wiping this nation off the map, only the naive, or worse, would dismiss it as an excess of rhetoric.
He said that Iran is testing Israel and the world.
The Ayatollahs in Tehran are testing our moral defenses. They want to know who will object and who will look the other way.
And he says, unlike our current president, that Iran's threats should be taken very seriously.
It would be foolish not to take Iran's leaders at their word. They are, after all, the product of a radical theocracy.
Now, the president, of course, has recommended and gotten sanctions against Iran, which have done nothing. For one reason, because the administration then turned around and issued some 20 waivers that helped some countries bypass the sanctions against Iran. So you got to wonder really what his motivation is. Is he making these sanctions for a big public display and then turning around and trying to undercut them because he really doesn't want to do the sanctions in the first place?
Yeah, when you see, you can judge for yourself. When you see Bibi Netanyahu and Obama meeting, it does not look like a couple guys that like each other.
Doesn't at all.
They just the body language, it is very intense, and it's very unfortunate. Because if you look at the Middle East, there's one country that is thriving. There's one country that is prosperous. There's one country that embraces freedom. And they're doing really well over there, financially,
mm-hmm.
and quality of living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you look at other countries like Palestine, where we gave Yasser Arafat billions of dollars, and people over there poor, starving, and hungry. And they want to kill the Israelis because Arafat told them to, and it's all the Israelis' fault. But really, Arafat was taking all the money, sticking it in his own personal pocket, and destroying his own country and starving his own people. So if you're not going to come to the aid of Israel for the defense of liberty and freedom and what works, and you're just going to continue this nonsense, I don't know the point.
Mm-hmm.
We have to defend and work with Israel because the Palestinians, if they were given freedom and the ability to thrive, they could thrive as well. It's very unfortunate what goes on in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it all seems senseless.
Okay, let's move to the latest on the Aurora shooting next here. Charges have finally been filed. We'll find out what they are next on The Countdown.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television in review. The news talk radio stations around the country. Here's host Chad Hartman with legal analyst Craig Silverman to talk about the charges filed against the shooter yesterday, including 24 counts of first-degree murder.
Any surprise whatsoever with what took place today?
Not really, Chad. Phil Chambers, the prosecutor, had some decisions to make. I suppose she could have charged attempted first-degree murder for everybody who was in the theater. At a minimum, felony menacing. They all had to be scared to death. But these are more than enough charges. And the big issue in this case, will he get the death penalty or will he not?
What do you think?
It's difficult in Colorado, but it is doable. There are only 3 people currently on death row. Since the mid-1960s, Colorado has executed one individual. Death penalty appeals tend to stretch on for a couple of decades if the defendant wants to fight. That's why it's so difficult. And all these victims, they better be prepared for that. I imagine there's going to be a diversity of opinion amongst the many victims. Ultimately, it comes down to Carol Chambers. And whereas you have to wonder about some prosecutors and their willingness to seek capital punishment, you don't have to wonder with Carol Chambers. She's done it before, and she will do it again.
So looking at your bio here, is this right that you prosecuted this only murder trial in the last 40 years that did result in the death penalty verdict?
In Denver. Although there was another guy who was prosecuted in Denver who received a death sentence and actually suffered the death penalty. Maybe you've heard of him, Tim McVeigh.
Yeah,
Oklahoma City bombing trial was moved to Denver, of course.
Yep.
That being a federal court, they drew jurors from all over Colorado. Just as I suspect is true in Minneapolis, it's tough to get a death penalty in the big city because of the generally liberal, democratic leanings of the populace.
Here's host Michael Garfield talking about the charges filed against the shooter and whether or not this tragedy is keeping people away from the movies.
He is charged with 142 counts of first-degree murder, including first, not a first, but 142 counts, including first-degree murder. Last Monday, it was a week ago, that we actually saw that weird wacko-looking dude. He's charged with murder and wounding 58. And by the way, if you thought that would hurt the Batman, the Dark Knight Returns box office, it really hasn't, because for the second week, that stealth thing is bringing in a ton of money. I haven't seen it yet. Interested, it's been a week and a half since the horrific tragedy there. Has anybody changed their habits of what they do on a daily basis, including going to a movie? I haven't been to a movie since then. Not really because of that. Still in the back of my mind. And I know when I walk into a movie, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to look for the exit signs. It's sad. Charged with 24 counts of murder and the death of 12 people. The murders include one count of murder and one count of murder of extreme indifference for each of the victims. Formally charged also with 116 counts of attempted murder. Last week, he spoke once during the hearing. He said yes to waive his right to a preliminary hearing within 35 days. Trial could turn on questions of his state of mind. I don't think it's too hard to predict the path of this proceeding. It's not a whodunit. The only possible defense, insanity. Is it going to work or not? Haven't heard much about this, certainly over the weekend. Never going to forget it, but obviously there's other things that I think people are concerned with, and I think that's the tape delay of the NBC Olympic.
Up next, the Colorado shooting has revived the debate over gun control, and we'll delve into that next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits, and they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Utopian Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Rounding up the hot hits in talk radio, welcome back in. I'm Doug Steffen, the second half hour of this hour, with our attention on the debate over gun control. Here's host Mark Amazon with Joe Eaton from Buckeye Firearms. Eaton says the majority of the public understands that new gun control laws won't affect the lunatics who decide they want to go out and kill people.
How big has the uproar been towards your organization to ban firearms?
Well, you know, our focus is to expand the rights of, you know, law-abiding Ohioans to own and use firearms. So, you know, we've seen lots of interest in the site, people coming to us to, you know, get some different viewpoints from what you're seeing out there in a lot of the media. But, again, as we've seen over the last few years, there's a small segment of the people who tend to look at every tragedy like this as a way to restrict the law-abiding people's rights to protect themselves, and I think generally the public at large is just not buying it anymore. There's violence in the society, and again, it goes back to the same thing that we've said for years and years, the laws affect the honest people, not the criminals.
Well, Joey, the point that many seems to forget is that no gun has ever killed anybody. People kill people. Guns don't kill people. And if you're going to go with the argument that guns kill people, wouldn't you have to say that we should go back to the era of prohibition and ban alcohol because alcohol kills people via DUIs and DWIs? And that's just not the fact. People make bad decisions with alcohol. People make bad decisions with drugs. And some people make horrifically bad decisions with guns.
That's exactly right. You know, you hear the argument a lot that firearms are made only to kill people. And, you know, I'd argue that the firearms are simply designed to do one thing, and that's to put a bullet on target as accurately as possible. But, you know, the person that's operating that tool at the time is the one who has responsibility for exactly where every one of those bullets ends up at.
You know, the one thing when I talk to people, friends, that they don't seem to realize with this story, and I think gun enthusiasts and gun lovers understand this, but there are a lot of people that are shocked when they hear that James Holmes got many of his guns online, but also bought some as simple as walking into a Bass Pro Shops. Now, I mean, if I walk into a Bass Pro Shops, if a regular Joe off the street, if me or my producer Randy Slack walks into a Bass Pro Shops or a place like that, how hard is it to walk out with a gun?
If you're an honest and law-abiding citizen, you know, it is a fairly simple process. Anytime you buy a firearm from a federally licensed dealer such as Bass Pro, you know, the federal law requires the NICS instant check system, which is a background check that they run through the FBI at the time of purchase. Generally, they can complete the NICS background check while they're on the phone with the FBI. If there is any record in the database that raises any concern to them, they could put it on hold, and then they have up to 3 days to investigate whether it is actually you or somebody with similar name description that is actually showing up in their database. So for general law-abiding people, it's a minor inconvenience at this point. Of course, criminals are not going to the legal dealers and buying your firearms there.
Host Todd Meneses talking to one of his callers about whether there ought to be a revival of the assault weapons ban after what happened in Colorado.
Hey, Greg.
I want to make a couple points. First, and I don't know the correct quote by Thomas Jefferson, but he said that protecting our freedom depends on a well-armed militia.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those crazy militia people. Let me get that out first. But the point that he was trying to make is that we need to have, when a government gets too big and starts taking away our freedoms, our citizenship needs to be able to rise up and take back the government. And they need to be able to have the same type of weapons that the government's army has. And right away people say, well, Jefferson and the forefathers did foresee having the type of automatic weapons that we have. No, but the same type of long rifles that the army of a colonial period had were the same type of weapons that the everyday farmers and the citizens at that time had. So that's the same reasoning why I think an AR, just being an AK-47, should be made available to the public. If our government starts to get to the point where they're taking away more and more of our freedoms. And the other point that I'd like to make is...
Craig, do you honestly think it will ever get to where the government takes away guns?
We're getting close to that. We're losing more and more of our freedoms. And if we get to the point where we're getting to a financial catastrophe and Europe starts to fall and things go into chaos here, the government could start to take more and more things over. And another quote Jefferson said was, if this government fails, it should be replaced by a new one that works. From time to time, tyrants, it should be replaced with the, freedom is fed with the blood of tyrants and patriots or something like that.
Let's keep it moving. We go to London and check on the Summer Olympics conversationally when the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Summer Olympics on people's minds. Here are hosts Chuck Powell and Rob Hunter. They talk about the complaints coming in regarding NBC's coverage of the games, especially NBC running tape delay events during prime time after most of us have heard the results or found them online.
NBC's two-day primetime average of 35.6 million viewers is the best start to a Summer Olympics on record. That's all you got to say. Scoreboard. Right. Look at the scoreboard. And obviously NBC knows that we are catering to the average person. And the average person sitting at home, you know, there are people, there are moms everywhere who love the Olympics who don't have a Twitter account, who don't need the information that day, who are not logging on to ESPN or watching ESPN News during the course of their day to see if Ryan Lochte beat Michael Phelps. They're sitting back. They're doing their chores during the day. They're going to work. Then they're sitting on the couch, and for a lot of them, it seems live.
Well, I also think that with the Olympics, you know, we've talked about this, how they cover sports that you wouldn't necessarily watch at any other time.
Mm-hmm.
So there aren't a lot of, you know, there are not a lot of diehard volleyball fans. There are not a lot of diehard 400-meter freestyle, breaststroke, whatever fans. And so when you sit down and watch it, you actually almost, I think, rely on NBC to tell you what to care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do the stories. You know, this guy overcame this obstacle, and he's back tonight for his final try at a medal.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I care about this right now. Because you don't really follow these sports or these athletes for the most part. We all know Michael Phelps, but other than that, Ryan Lochte, I've heard the name a few times in the last week. Other than that, I'd never heard of him before.
Yeah, and there's an argument that has been made that, hey, we watch movies over and over and we know the end. We knew that Titanic, the boat, was going to sink, and we still watched it. It's different. Look, sports is completely different. That you are wrapped up in true reality television and you don't know what the end result is going to be. And so that's what makes us such big fans in this country and abroad of sports. So it's certainly different than movies. It's different than books. It's a different entertainment experience. But I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not watching it as much because I do know the results, but I'm also not complaining, okay? I'm not telling NBC to change the way they're doing things, because for those of you who are run by your cell phone's ruining the Olympics for you. It's not NBC.
You don't have to check.
Yeah. If you want to be on Twitter and if you want to check the results at all times and you want to watch 24-hour sports update programming, and if you feel like you need to be on the cutting edge of information as it breaks, That's what's ruining it for you, not NBC. This is the way they've always done it. And they're not going to put in their primetime coverage some of the lesser sports just because you don't know the results.
Here's host Charlie Sykes talking about a problem Olympic officials are looking into, a high number of empty seats at several of the high-profile sold-out events.
One of the more interesting controversies about the Olympics is how embarrassed they are about the number of empty seats throughout the Olympic venues. You have thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Londoners who are absolutely outraged because they would love to go see the Olympics. They're willing to pay for the tickets, and they're being told that they're, you know, not available, they're not being allowed in, whatever. And yet, for the first few days, there were these huge blocks of completely empty seats. You've all heard about all of this. And you know, back and forth, some of the government officials, some of the officials of the Olympics saying it was the sponsors had the blocks of tickets. Other people were saying, no, it's not the sponsors. The sponsors, like Coca-Cola and McDonald's, had given out all the tickets, and that's not their fault. Others were suggesting it was the officials officiating, moving back and forth. Apparently, there's some reports now that foreign dignitaries might have had blocks of seats that were reserved for them that they didn't take. But it's gotten to the point now where the London Olympic officials have had to begin handing out tickets. I don't know whether they're papering, you know, giving them to soldiers, giving them to the troops, which is a good thing, giving them to kids, anything to spare themselves the embarrassment of these giant blocks of seats that are completely empty. Now, if this was a result of people not being interested, if there were people who didn't want to buy the seats, well, then fine. That's what happens. You know, it's sort of like the, you know, Tampa Bay baseball team, you know, the Devil Rays. People just don't come. They don't want to buy. In this particular case, though, this is a really, you know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a lot of the folks in Great Britain and Europe. And so there's tremendous frustration. I mean, imagine if you were willing to pay and you've been waiting in line or you've been doing everything you possibly can because you want to see a specific athletic event. You want to see swimming. You want to see gymnastics. And you can't get a ticket. They're not available. And then you turn on the television and you see hundreds of seats, and again, not just scattered around, but big blocks of seats that are absolutely empty.
Talk host Mark Lewis with CBS's Steve Futterman about some of the surprises from this past weekend's first weekend at the Games.
We came into these Olympics watching to see if Michael Phelps was going to, you know, do another gold medal run. Now, all of a sudden, Ryan Lochte is becoming this incredible storyline.
Yeah, and to be honest, the swimming community knew that Lochte was probably going to be a bigger star, at least in some of these races, than Phelps. But to see Phelps finish fourth in that 400-meter individual medley was sort of a shock. I mean, you just have never seen him lose any medal chance in such a high-profile race since going back, I guess, to I think he won a medal in every competition in Athens, but this goes back to Sydney when he was a young kid where he didn't medal. It was just sort of shocking to see Michael Phelps not on the podium at all, let alone no gold. So, he did come back yesterday, did a very good, leg in the relay race. The U.S. fell just short as France caught him at the end, but Phelps did get a silver.
Much is being made of the empty seats at some of the events. How noticeable is that?
Well, I think some of the TV shots, it's quite noticeable. And this is not a situation where tickets are available. They aren't, but these are tickets that have been handed out to sponsors, to the international federations, and they simply are not being used. So it's not like there are tickets available. Why can't we buy them? The tickets have been handed out. It's sort of like you'll go sometimes at the end of the season to a ballpark where they have, you know, 30,000 season tickets, but there's like 10,000 people there. People just aren't using the tickets, and that's what you're seeing. In this case, it is bothering a lot of people because there are many people who would love to have those tickets, love to have those seats.
Yeah, it sure doesn't look good, certainly on television. Have they come up with a solution for that yet?
They're trying to figure something out. Sebastian Coe, who's head of the Olympic Committee here, is talking to the federations, talking to the sponsors. I think he's trying to say, listen, if they're not going to be used, can you find a way so we can get some people who would really like to be there, maybe some military personnel, maybe some Olympic volunteers. They would love to use those tickets.
Any drama bubbling up there in the Olympic Village?
None that I've heard of yet. No scandals yet. The athletes seem to be behaving properly so far, at least as far as we've heard.
Good. Love the Olympics.
Now, did they find out about that mystery woman who apparently crashed the opening ceremony during the Parade of Nations? What happened there?
I have not found out any details of that. We were not even aware that that had occurred until afterwards. But the opening ceremony, I think, went off very well, maybe except for that. And the Queen is getting lots of plaudits for her taking part in that spoof with Daniel Craig.
Oh, that was so funny.
I think that may have been the highlight of the opening ceremony.
Let's pause for a moment. When we come back, the latest on the investigation into the leaks from the White House here on the Talk Radio Review.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio and some of the spankings from talk television as well. Let's go to Fox for Megyn Kelly talking here with analyst Catherine Herridge about the House Intelligence Committee reporting that the leaks of classified information actually are continuing.
Now new revelations from the head of the House Intelligence Committee.
Head of the House Intelligence Committee telling Fox Today that he believes leaks continue, suggesting that Mr. Obama has not done enough to shut them down.
We've seen more leaks, absolutely. And part of that is, again, this is an opportunity for the president to be bold, to take a stand, to step up and say that my administration will cooperate fully and that my staff should not and will not participate in a coordinated or uncoordinated leaking of classified information for any reason.
Adding to the comments of the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Democrat Dianne Feinstein, last week, that human intelligence assets have been compromised, Congressman Rogers tells Fox the damage is far-reaching. The Congressman's House Intelligence Committee is investigating the leak about a new underwear bomb similar to this one used in a 2009 plot by Al-Qaeda in Yemen. The Congressman says cooperation from the Obama administration has been lacking.
I don't feel comfortable today that this administration has made every person available when the investigator needs to talk to them or all of the records that they need to provide in a very timely way. So I'm not comfortable yet.
Based on the investigation by his committee members, Congressman Rogers joins other Republicans believing that classified information came from a small group of people who had access to the White House.
It is very clear that somebody who had access to the White House Situation Room, had very senior covert action classified material, was responsible for some of these leaks. That is not a big group of people.
I believe this has to have come from the highest levels of the Obama administration, certainly from within the White House, and most likely from within the National Security Council.
Here's host Larry O'Connor with Congressman Dan Burton of Indiana about how dangerous these leaks really are.
Can you kind of explain to our audience the danger involved in some of these leaks that really involve some specific national security facts with regard to our counterterrorism efforts?
The fact of the matter is any kind of leak that involves national security endangers people. They may say it doesn't, but it does, because there's people that give you that confidential information, the classified stuff, and if they're outed in any way, they're in danger. And then you've got the people in the field, some of the things that are in Afghanistan, happening in Afghanistan, Iraq. You certainly don't want any of that classified information out there. So classified leaks like that are intolerable, and the people who do that ought to be brought to account.
Well, do you think the White House is taking it seriously? Do you think the White House is investigating this? Do you think they have any interest in finding out who's doing these leaks?
I think this is a political season. The president is a Chicago-style politician. He's going to use all the tools at his disposal, and so will the people around him, to get him reelected. And if they think it's to their advantage to let some of this stuff out in the public domain, they will do it. I'm confident of that. And so, as far as them investigating it, I don't think they will, because it won't be to their advantage.
I just want to point out exactly what you just said in those two answers. Number one, any leak like this is of a grave concern and puts our people and our affiliates in danger. And number two, you wouldn't put it past this administration in any way whatsoever if it gave them political advantage to leak that information. So basically, you're saying that they put politics in their own reelection campaign ahead of the safety of our men and women in the field.
Well, I think to a degree that's true. I watched the administration and the people around it for a long time, and I'm on the committee that does a lot of the investigations. And there's no question in my mind that a lot of this is by design, and it really bothers me a lot.
Yeah, it should, and it should bother all Americans. Is Chairman Issa going to take this up?
You know, I haven't talked to Daryl yet. We've got our hands full right now with Fast and Furious.
We do. We need to expand the Oversight Committee. What with the Department of Justice and everything else going on, you've got your hands full.
Yeah, the committee probably has about 70 people on it that are staff. And when you talk about the magnitude of things that need to be looked into, it's really overwhelming for them.
So we try to present both sides of all the items on the countdown here. Hopefully we're successful. Check out DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.